at one of the largest trauma centers in the United States. A multidisciplinary team of doctors and nurses works quickly to save the life of a 60-year-old man suffering from multiple stab wounds. Dr. Pep Talving is the trauma surgeon on call.
When he was closing his shop, there was a robbery and they stabbed him. He got six stab wounds to the chest, one to the abdomen, and two to the neck.
When someone is severely hurt, members of the trauma team are activated.
Everybody in our center is expected to be in the emergency room within 5 minutes of activation. This means that they are there before the patient arrives. And each person has a dedicated duty.
Dr. Dimitrios Dimitriades, the director of trauma services, says this methodical way of treating patients at a trauma center has lowered the rate of preventable trauma deaths to less than 2%. Other advancements have also improved survival rates. One of those is a change from having paramedics stabilize the patient at the scene to what's called scoop and run.
Don't waste any valuable time trying to stabilize the patient, put him in the ambulance, and take him to the hospital, to the trauma center, immediately without any delay.
Particularly with a penetrating trauma, because if you've got a vascular injury to the chest, torso, there's nothing else than surgery that will stop the bleeding.
That's the case for the elderly stabbing victim. Dr. Talving had to operate on him to stop the internal bleeding. The concept of scoop and run is also one of the reasons why 18-year-old Juan Gallardo survived a drive-by shooting.
This patient had a gunshot injury to the heart and the lung. And 20 years ago, he would have been dead and buried at heart memorial services every year.
But after surgery, Gallardo is returning home 2 weeks after the shooting.
No, I'm planning to go back to school. Okay. And then go to church.
In another change, the hospital is now selective in operating on patients with gunshots to the abdomen, especially if no vital organs are hit. Not operating reduces medical complications after surgery. And in a lesson learned from the war zones of Iraq and Afghanistan, instead of the traditional method of giving trauma patients large amounts of intravenous fluids such as saline,
now we give blood products. We restrict the old type fluids we are giving. We give fresh blood products. And again, this has made a very significant difference.
Changes like these have improved a patient's chances of survival in trauma centers by as much as 25%. As for the elderly man who was stabbed, he is expected to make a full recovery. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles. Right, I forgot.